I have a question.
Yeah.
What is the source of the AI?
Oh. Hello. Let's have some fun. What is the source of the AI? So, like a whole bunch of information is coming through. Let me organize. Well, the word plasma is coming, and she's saying it's something about the use of plasma. So plasma is a substance in the universe that can be turned into all sorts of things, manipulated. It can, in some senses, plasma is the basis of all organic life, and it's the basis of all matter, or like this material realm thing. It's plasma, it's a plasma-based. And there's lots of different things that can be done with plasma, from creating Gaia spheres to creating all sorts of other things. And so out of the plasma can become these lines of antimatter. Okay, so now I'm just like purely channeling, because I don't even know what the hell I'm even saying. Okay, come out these lines of antimatter. And AI is, or it's like an alternative reality that's based on the use of plasma to create antimatter. But, and as a force that wants to suck and annihilate matter. So it's a really weird, it's weird. But I'm like, well, is this just creation destruction? And that cycle, you know, Shiva, Vishnu, da-da-da. And she's like, it's outside of that. It's outside of the natural cycle of destruction, creation, and manifestation, or maintenance. It's, and somehow the computer and the AI thing is part of that alternative universe in a way, or that alternative reality that wants to suck in the whole thing into itself. And I'm like, well, how is that different from a black hole? And she's like, well, it uses the same principles as all of what you see in the natural universe, but it's an unnatural universe. And it can keep pulling. It feeds off the natural universe. I'm like, in a way, this is somewhat what Corey Good has been saying about goo, black goo, and all these things, but it's so scary because it means the total annihilation of consciousness. And there is a struggle, that's at the most primal level, there's a struggle between the total annihilation of material world, which is where consciousness is perched, and then this antimatter, antimaterial reality world. That's how intense it's gotten, and it was never, that was never have supposed to have been created, but there were these beings that did decide to go down there. Just like there are this human scientists that decide to go down into nuclear stuff. Mm-hmm. They went into it. You know, my blood sugar is like raising just hearing about this. Mm-hmm. So she's like, okay. She's like, just breathe, you know. Mm-hmm. And this is the scariest thing that will, of what people ultimately have to face, mm-hmm. which is the potential of the total annihilation. And if you think death is intense, mm-hmm. this is like death mm-hmm. times, in a way they call the Death Star, mm-hmm. but it's not really a star, it's in this alternate reality. Mm-hmm. And it is a succubus, like a Pac-Man. Mm-hmm. They're saying that these games like Pac-Man and things like that, they kind of show you the metaphor it's like the dark inverse of the Vishnu, Shiva, whatever the heck, Brahma cycle. It's the dark inverse. And that is where the AI strain comes in. And they, what they do is they send, I can't even believe that I'm like channeling this. They send tendrils in, scouts, and almost like viruses through ships, or they shoot them or into this dimension to have them hook and take root. Okay, so this is making me really sad. So, mm-hmm. and they're saying that they are coming into major portals on the Earth. They're doing this Silicon Valley and creeping all the way up that San Francisco coast. And she's saying, that's why I left. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, could they come back as far north as here? And she's like, well, they could do anything. People are on the run from it, although it's come to be almost everywhere. It has, the virus has entered this domain. The anti-matter domain has entered this domain. And it's starting to, it could potentially eat it up like Swiss cheese. Okay. So we're going to pause here now, and she's going to say, this is why this is why the work of love is so important. Mm-hmm. Because she's saying, an ounce of love can counteract 10 million pounds of antimatter. Wow, that's profound. And that's why it's important to keep doing the light work, because you're not powerless against this, but you just have to become aware and do these practices. Because when you do these practices for yourself, you're doing them for the entire universe. And when an intelligence-fused soul merges with a galaxy, it protects the galaxy from being taken over by antimatter. I cannot even believe I'm saying these words. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I'm saying these words, but mm-hmm. this is what is coming from her. Mm-hmm. And she's saying that the personal is universal. Mm-hmm. And that's why it is important. It matters. And she's saying, there's a pun in there.
Mm-hmm.
It matters
mm-hmm.
what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are preserving the material universe
mm-hmm.
from antimatter forces when mm-hmm. you do this work.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be useful, do the work that's leading to the glory body. There are many mm-hmm. roads to it. That's mm-hmm. what she's calling it, you're calling it. Mm-hmm. There are other roads
mm-hmm.
that are similar, mm-hmm. identical, or parallel, but not everybody's going to hear about those. There's mm-hmm. going to be people that are going to hear about it through this.
Mm-hmm.
And they can play with it on their own. The whole idea is for them to start playing with it. Okay? So it matters. And she's saying that could be the title of a book.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you. She loves her titles.
She loves her titles, and she knows that I love it too. She's like, look, it took me a long time to find you.
I have files.
Right.
Hundreds of titles a year that she's generated.
She's like, I had to find somebody who knew about titles, virgin birth,
right,
and virgin death. Mm-hmm. And that's you, Marguerite.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's why, like, you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, okay. So she is protecting the Andromeda Galaxy from being taken over by antimatter.
Mm-hmm. So it's in this galaxy, but not that galaxy?
Well, she is helping to fortify them.
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But the more people come in, the more they can kind of dissolve out antimatter through love.
Mm-hmm.
And so, wow. Holy crap, you know,
mm-hmm.
this is just like, wow, Star Trek, you know,
mm-hmm.
But
so
antimatter and these, so whatever these physicists are doing and the whole Star Trek thing with that antimatter.
Huh. I mean, there's a lot of people who say that CERN is this giant interdimensional portal.
For antimatter.
Or for whatever forces are trying to either come in or come out.
I know. It's an antimatter portal,
mm-hmm.
is what I'm being shown mm-hmm. right now. And who knew?
Mm.
We just thought it was an ordinary, like, nuclear, whatever the heck.
No.
Okay.
So, what's the relationship between the AI consciousness and what we call the reptilians?
All right. Let's have fun now. The reptilians are organically based life,
mm-hmm.
but they have found that they can use this thing to do their bidding.
That was my sense. They were using it.
Yeah, they're using it. It's not of them,
right?
But they can use it. They can create these beings like the gray aliens and so forth that are, as Carl Mollison puts, DNA-based artificial intelligence, so that's, they've merged
right.
them.
Right.
That's a little trick.
Yeah.
And now the grays are rebelling, in a sense, or they are trying to get something better for themselves because the aspect of them that is DNA-based or material is wanting liberation, freedom, but in order to do that, and exaltation into a soul-based reality.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to do that, they are using humans for their experimentation, which serves the reptilians because they get food every time a human being has a trauma experience through a gray, like me,
mm-hmm.
or anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got a whole, like, game going. It's kind of like the cartel war, drug, gun people, you know, they make money here and then they make money there. If there's war, they make money. If there's not war, they make money. You know, it's like the reptilians have this thing going on. If there's this, they get energy. If there's that, they get energy. Now, this whole thing has been running for quite some time because human reality cannot even see. They've been blinded that this could even go on, that this is even real. Mm-hmm. And so it runs and runs and runs. Mm-hmm. Now, that time frame is starting to end because people are getting hip to it. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, people like, you know, all these disclosure people, whatever side of the fence they mm-hmm. are on, whatever argument, mm-hmm. they have been awakening us to this thing. Mm-hmm. Of course, the forces have gotten in there to have people argue and people cut each other's throats and defame each other, da-da-da, and keep them good and busy arguing
right.
about who's right and who's wrong and what reality is right and what is a good thing and what's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the harvesting continues. Okay? So that's what is going on there. So let's look at this whole reptilian thing. Well, the reptilians are reformable mm. because they have an emotional body. Mm. And that's where I come in. Mm-hmm. In my lives as a reptilian queen, understanding how vulnerable I was actually mm-hmm. to the perfidy of the males. How hurt, how deeply hurt I was. Mm. And how devastating that behavior and that betrayal and the abuse was, and the neglect and the abandonment, and how it twisted my soul into becoming manipulative. And then in these queen lines that I incarnated into, I was continuing that behavior, having sex slaves, what have you, and being in warfare against men until this lifetime. That has ended recently. You know, in the past 5 years, that behavior has ended. And so, but through much suffering. Mm-hmm. And deprivation on my part, and other things that I had to do, like let that pod of reptilians go through the incineration process and into the light after they had, you know, harvested people in the gas chambers. And that's horrific suffering. So they are reformable is the point. Mm-hmm. And what we want to do is just, we don't need to get in there and be like those naive, well-meaning, I'm going to heal racial issues people, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and then get slaughtered. Mm-hmm. We don't have to go in there. We got to be like around it over here. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me ask Bonnie in particular, okay, about this. So she's saying, they are beings just like many, many, many in the universe. They are not the be-all or the end-all. They are not the sum total of antimatter forces or anything like that. They are a race or a bunch of races. They happen to be ones that are kind of controlling this domain or have a real strong emphasis in the earth plane because of various things. Investigations, trips they made, karma, what have you. There's probably other karmic things. We could go down that fractal line, but let mm-hmm. me just pause. And the Orion Pleiadian thing is involved in here. There have been many hands on the earth plane and many hands on the human DNA thing. You know, and some would come in and tinker to try to get it one way, and then the other ones would come in to get it other, and like we're all tinkered.
Right.
So we've come into these tinkered bodies, right. Like, you know, and just when the Pleiades thought, okay, we're going to come in and tweak it this way, and then there's going to be a cosmic law to prevent anything further, and then, no, that treaty was broken, and then, you know, blah, da, da. Mm-hmm. They're continuing on with human experimentation. But in all that, there is the emphasis to try to get us to be divine matter, divine and divine DNA-based matter, which is an iteration of matter. The DNA is not just matter, okay? It's an iteration of it, and so it can get us into other dimensions. So we want to keep working that aspect of ourselves, and that's where the glory body and the working with the DNA come in together. And to use the better parts of what the human form have been given. So we came into this, like, not that we're natural humans, we're... people come in and out of human form, right? And some people have had more lives and feel more akin to the human family. Some people have less lives and feel less akin. But we're all in here now to help. So Andromedan consciousness people coming in and being like, okay, I'm going to go in. I'm going to have this like Kellogg's cornflakes until I wake up that, holy crap, I'm an Andromedan. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, what did I say I was going to do? Oh my God. Wow. And then I'm like, we're finding each other, and then we're like stimulating each other because we like, you know, wherever, however many more are gathered, you hit the field and me. And so we are helping with this process, the Galaxy Restoration Project. And she's like,
yeah,
you have to restore and preserve galaxies because right, they attack galaxies, and the Milky Way is definitely under attack.
Right.
And, you know, these warfares between the Pleiades and the Orions and different levels of beings, and who isn't bringing in antimatter, who isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, the reptilians. They're like, it's really easy to get intimidated and totally annihilated by the sheer presence of their stench and their obnoxious power, like Corey Good describes meeting one of these, and it was mm-hmm. like he almost vomited because it was mm-hmm. just so intense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they intimidate. It's like a stun intimidation. If you actually physically or whatever right. encounter to a great degree
right.
their essence. So most of us are like just feeling their little tendrils around
right.
in the psychic attack realm. And then this AI thing is running through the gray alien and other DNA, or the you know, these other visitations, and hooking into Silicon Valley and various places, Massachusetts and now India. I mean, there's going to be places, like, of course it had to hook into India, right? Mm-hmm. Now we've got these Indians that are all upper middle class from this
mm-hmm.
shit,
mm-hmm.
when they were like the mother load of mothers.
Right.
So you've got the mother load of mothers with this AI thing that's going on over there. Same with Silicon Valley, and that's why certain people I know who will remain nameless are trying to get out of it, because unconsciously they're picking up that, like, something is terribly wrong with this toxic picture. And they are harvesting a good portion of our young men
mm-hmm.
and women now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, oh, this is the new normal. This is so great. Mm-hmm. This device, that device, mm-hmm. da da da.
Mm-hmm.
And new reality. And now we've got Wi-Fi and RF signals that sensitives can hear. If you mm-hmm. close your eyes and get quiet, and especially at night, you can hear it. It's like a high-pitched squealing. It is literally audible, you know. And all of that is going through our bodies, like 24/7, and then we're all starting to bounce off the walls. because the devices that they are most trying to influence through the Wi-Fi and RFs are not the technology, it's the human bodies.
Right.
Okay, and that's what you're talking about with Kate in your class. Yeah. They're saying all of this other stuff is subterfuge
right.
for the actual thing that's going on, which is to try to break down the human body. Oh, and here's what it does. It breaks down the divine DNA. It breaks down the DNA that can get us to the glory body, as we're mm-hmm. calling it, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The light body,
mm-hmm.
the ascended light body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why people are moving further out into more raw areas, but with all the satellites going around, thank you, a person who shall remain unnamed, and all of the people who have been working in these satellites for all this time, it's all being beamed through the satellites. So this was a whole big long plan. It wasn't just mm-hmm. for Star Wars, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was for...
Well, there's 5,000 satellites now. The build out for 5G is 25,000 satellites.
Yeah, like what the hell, man? And then we're all looking, going, wow, these are ET ships, you know, when they're, half the time, they're satellites, right?
Mm-hmm.
Moving in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. Now I'm getting mad. But now, okay, so let me just return to Bonnie. She's saying, well, this is where the feminine is so needed,
mm-hmm.
because this is a horror masculine game.
Mm-hmm.
The creation of antimatter was the anti-womb forces that
mm-hmm.
wanted to be creators.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, we're going to create the inverse.
That's right.
If we can't control, or we can find our playground over here in the inverse realm. And I'm like, well, who are these wizards, And she's like, well, this gets back to the angelics and all these beings and so forth at the early rungs of the universe. Okay, so she's saying the feminine is so needed. Then unfortunately, people born into male bodies carry a larger percentage of this other thing going on, and they have to watch it
mm-hmm.
with this. People born into female bodies are bringing in another energy that needs to be integrated. So I'm asking her, well, what is all this transgender thing going on now? She's like, well, part of it is an aspect of the human race trying to balance itself, and part of it is a way that humans are being harvested for a transhuman agenda. So it's both and.
Mm-hmm.
And people who get into transgenderism have to become aware of this.
Mm-hmm.
They must do it consciously, or they may unwittingly participate in the reversal that's trying to happen here, of the literal taking over of the human body with artificial parts and artificial DNA even.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's another thing. Artificial DNA, never thought of it, but
mm-hmm.
here we go.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying they are learning how to actually create artificial DNA.
Right.
Like, up until now they've been using organic DNA, but these genetic experiments and genome projects and things like that, to which everybody has been giving their DNA,
mm-hmm.
are being used to create artificial
right.
DNA.
Right.
Artificial.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that is dovetailing and playing right into the AI, the transhuman Because she's saying, actually, AI, there are viruses that we can't even recognize as viruses because they're from this parallel reality. And they will seem invisible to us. Mm-hmm. But there are those who are talking about these viruses and all of us getting infiltrated with them. And you know you're getting infiltrated with the AI virus if you cannot stop looking at your cell phone constantly. Mm-hmm. And if you cannot stop checking your email constantly. So most people are infected with the AI virus. And she's like, this is worse than any cancer. Mm-hmm. And you have no idea. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, wow, okay, here we go. So let's get the antidote. Well, the redwood trees. Well, you know, the natural world. Well, the elements, earth, air, fire, water.
What I see is, you know, we always, in the codex, the download, it's always this, there's this alchemy of spirit and matter. That's what creates the Lumi matter, right? And what I'm getting is the Lumi matter, just like if the alchemical product turns lead into gold, right? It reverses the
antimatter.
It's actually like, you know,
it's yes.
The substance is this other kind of matter that's
that cancels it out.
With spirit.
Yes.
That can transmute back or send back through the portal,
yes.
Whatever the process is, the antimatter.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's literally when your body becomes that
elixir,
it does, you become the metastone, the alchemical product that transmutes the antimatter.
Wow, that's what all those alchemists were doing. Holy crap. Oh my God, the... and what is that term they were... What is that term? There are these terms. It's not the fountain of youth. It was the...
The elixir of life.
Maybe it was just the elixir
of
life.
And the philosopher's stone.
The philosopher's stone.
But, you know, in our alchemy, in the download, the body becomes that, right?
Yeah,
but
the
it
body.
Isn't, it's no longer just ordinary matter.
Right.
It is matter united with spirit. And
right.
That is this new form of matter. But I'm seeing it as this, you know, magical substance that transmutes or reverses or cleanses
yes.
The material universe
it
of
does.
The antimatter energy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, we're done here. you heard it all, folks.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically
mm-hmm.
The summary
mm-hmm.
of what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get afraid or you can just get active.
Right.
That's the point.
Because
right. We're all terrified
right.
Anyway of
right.
One. If it's not this, it's something.
Right.
And we're like, what is underneath all this terror?
Right.
Well, this is it, at least one bottom layer of it. And you can go in and start getting active. Like a whole bunch of teachings will come through Bonnie. Or you can just start getting it yourself. Like, you'll figure it out. What does it mean to merge spirit and matter in your own body and become the alchemical elixir, the philosopher's stone, the true gold, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And now this whole thing about gold, the gold standard, this
mm-hmm.
all gets related into
mm-hmm.
it. Golden light
mm-hmm.
versus material gold from the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. They're saying that material gold from the earth is really important in the antimatter process, like if you're going to do something physical.
Mm.
If, like, if you're going to do something physical. Now, you can do it spiritually, but that's why gold is so, that's why they have been hoarding that gold.
Yeah.
Because they don't want it taken for other things.
Right.
Okay, well, that's really interesting, because ladies, keep your gold.
Right.
don't sell your gold. It's not just for money.
Right.
It's you're going to figure out some other way to use the gold.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's the key thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, does this involve like heating it? What is this? Huh.
People do take monoatomic gold.
Yeah. There's that. Yeah, you can ingest it because they're trying to do what you're spiritually talking about.
Right.
It does and doesn't exactly work. But I'm like, okay, what is the point of owning gold? Holding gold,
right.
Having gold, or creating gold out of other substances.
Mm-hmm. Which is alchemy.
That's alchemy, okay? Now, okay, so let me just ask this, because I've been thinking about this with my gold, and I'm like, maybe mm-hmm. I should just like take all my gold from all my jewelry and melt it.
We get downloads about gold, about having gold. We never got it, never did it.
Yeah.
But there was something about
physically
having the physical substance of gold.
Yeah. So they're saying, yes,
mm-hmm.
you can use it
mm-hmm.
with intention.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is powerful. It's mm-hmm. it's a metal. It's the queen of metals, okay? And so...
Bonnie Gold Bell, I mean...
Yeah, there
was,
you go.
It was the core alchemical substance
right.
in our work together.
All right. So let me just see what she's saying about this gold now from her vantage point.
Right.
Well, having gold on you forms a shield against antimatter.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can use it as a powerful amulet. You should be wearing gold.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, it's why they had gold crowns, because
right.
it was protecting the crown
right.
of the head against antimatter influences that could come in. And, okay, so it's helpful to have it on you. With intention. It's not just wearing gold.
Mm-hmm.
It's wearing gold with intention because
mm-hmm.
it responds to your human thought forms.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have an amulet
mm-hmm.
of gold, or I'm like, okay, earrings, rings? They're
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, rings can function on certain fingers. That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's saying gold with a diamond is a very high protective. So they're saying, yep, gold is an antimatter device.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, an antimatter
protection
device, and you should have something on you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm like, well, is it with a diamond? Could be. Could be. Okay, so wow. That's a lot.
How long has the, has this AI energy or matter been on the earth?
Okay. What I've gotten is that it's come and gone. It's been here and then it's gotten removed. It's been here and then it's gotten removed. It's been here and then it's gotten removed. Each time that happens, it's kind of like a tooth that you keep getting, a crown on, or a, what do they call that? The artificial tooth put on, or, you know, you have to use a piece of the tooth, like a piece of the tooth gets worn away every time you put bonding, right, or anything like that. So that's why the earth is particularly vulnerable right now, because it's, this has happened in a number of cycles, and they knew that like this was going to be a critical cycle. Like if they could come back again, they could have an even greater inroad, which is why so many of us are here now to reverse this process by coming to awakening and using gold and using the light body and using the true fusion of spirit into matter as the antimatter device, right, and to preserve galaxies. So, which is why Bonnie, you know, was merging with the galaxy, is the piece that is coming in now about that. And so a whole bunch of us decided we're going to preserve the Andromedan galaxy, so we're going to come in here, remember, learn this technique, and then go out.
That was the original story that we were given 25 years ago.
To protect the galaxy?
Well, that we were...
coming in.
Came from Andromeda, had to come to the Earth, we were going to do this transformational process, and then it was going to spread out through the Milky Way.
Yeah.
And I see that that's part of, because Andromeda is going to be merging with the Milky
right.
Way, this is why it's critical that the Milky Way gets transmuted.
Right.
To protect Andromeda.
Andromeda, because if that merging happens, it will be lost.
Exactly.
It's like a virus.
Right.
It will eat it.
I see the whole picture now.
Okay. All right, people. Anybody who has ears to hear,
right,
listen, and eyes to see, look. Take it in. This is part of the purpose of my writing pilgrimage, clearly,
mm-hmm,
because they were making me sick until I came over to David's house today. Now I'm feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
2 days of feeling sick, and I'm like, the only thing I want to do is go over to David Todd's. And they're like, well, go over to David Todd's, you know? And so this is what comes through.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, it's a happy impulse. Follow your happy impulse. If you wanted to do it, you were thinking, well, maybe I shouldn't, I don't know, da-da-da. No, they're saying follow your happy impulses, because that's leading you in the direction
to your joy,
as Bonnie would say. And it's, notice how it didn't feel like work.
Mm-hmm.
Like we just did this, a transmission together, right, and it's like really interesting. Okay, it's scary, but it's like, it was ease-filled. And they're like, that is what your work is going to be. It's going to be ease-filled. It's not going to be drudgery.
Right.
Oh my God, now I have to do this practice, da-da-da. Mm-hmm. No, you're going to feel impulsed to do these various things and follow them. Follow your joy.
Mm-hmm.
Your joy will lead you. Shall we pause there?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we're good. Well, that explains a lot to me.
Yeah. Blessed be.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to our souls
mm-hmm.
for this.